SBS Liantetong. Sa ira magpresiza at inspira, ema primero na sang sira. Pa Australiano barak, resposta makanaisang jogo di sporto. Usi campo futbol, to pista atletismo, desportiza indigena australiano sira, forma ona historia desportiva na sang niang, hari liga sang entre cultura no comunidade, enquanto continua hameting identidade nacional australianian. Dalang usi legado sira, nibe magmai antes, sira ni realizasang atletico sira, husi kela marca ida nebe maka dura ia nasaun nebe mak sira representa. Li husi di sportu nyik bit atu haburas inklusaun igualidade no oportunidade, atleta nasaun dahuluk sira, saiha nesan parti ida nebe mak importante tebes i espiritu nasional, hodi inspira jirasaun sira, atu hakas ang liutang, pabuat pot liutang, no representa Australia ho orgulho. Mai be, atu to pontu asliu di sportu profesional niang, precisa tinambarak atau pratika no iha dedikasang hodi atinji objektivo representa nasang. Pada sportiza indigena Australia sira, hanesan jogador futbol profesional Lydia Williams no e jogador bapista olimpiku niang Kyle Vanderkip hare atletiza sira nebe makmai antes ajuda tebes hasa eserni motivasang atu hetan sucesu i arena kompetitiva di sportu internasional niang. Lydia Williams, feto nungar ida, nebe moris i região South Australia, makanesan guarda rede no jogador nebe serviço Cleo Liu e equipa nacional futebol feto australianian Matildes.
I've always loved sport and always loved football and playing and representing, you know, my country, but it's also been really an awesome experience and a role model job to represent my culture and my people and to kind of have a pathway that you can come from anywhere and make your dreams a reality.
Nia viagem ba di sporto competição a huban hira nia se labarik e a cidade Kalgoorlie e a Western Australia.
After watching Cathy Freeman in the 2000 Olympics and seeing a really amazing First Nations woman, everyone watching her winning a gold medal for her country, I think was really powerful and someone that I really looked up to. But really, I just kept enjoying competitive sports because I kept getting better and saw improvement and got to challenge myself. So I always, you know, loved a challenge and never really wanted to back down from it. So that kind of kept me going.
Lidia nia carreira desportiva, lori nia ba mundo tomak, representa Australia e a Olimpiade Rua, evento Taça Mundial Lima no evento Taça Asian Niang no sobo barreira sira e a etapa hototo.
I think the team that I was put in with my teammates, everyone has a really diverse background, but the one thing that we all agreed is that we wanted to leave the sport better than when we first arrived in it. So throughout my career, we've had strikes where we wanted equal pay to the men. We've been able to show the Aboriginal flag at an Olympics. So I think the team has really been a team to break barriers and really kind of allow people to stand up for things that they believe in.
Kyle Vanderkip representa Australia e evento sira Baharro Sport ga disporto halaitaro nebe hakat li pista e Olimpiade Rua vários jogo Commonwealth nia nomos e evento campeonato mundial mos. Kyle hetang adoptasan husi kedang nia CBB husi Bernard no Patricia Vanderkip. Kyle sente orgulho tamba mai husi clan Waromi no Ewing husi região Tasi Ibung Sira husi New South Wales. Inia introdução ba disporto panghira ni se kikuang. Hanesan meius ida atu espressa ni an rasik no sentimento ba ligasan ia grupo nian.
Being adopted at 5 weeks of age, one of my first challenges was trying to work out, well, mum and dad, why am I different to you and how come I've got a different skin colour? And that was probably my first challenge, was being adopted and working out that identity. And I definitely remember quite clearly how sport came into my life through primary school and then little athletics. And yeah, it was a way to feel connected to something.
Enquanto nia buka atu comprende di atletan identidade rasik, nebe hetang apoio husi ni inang amang no belung sira. Mai be kai rasik ni inisiativo pa atletismo ki ik sira. Programa ida nebe mak introduce labarik sira ba evento oing atletismo niang mak liga nia padalang ida nebe mak ikus mai representa Australia.
I got disqualified every week in the walk, and I tried the shot put, I tried the high jump, couldn't do the Fosby flop, and I was skinny, so I wasn't winning any of the big sprint races, but hurdles popped up, and that was a bit technical, and it was a bit of a challenge, and you had to sort of jump over the obstacles. So yeah, that became the event I fell in love with.
Cae li viagin di sportivo es un paso importante tebe Spania, a tu sai confortevole liu honi sentido rustic nun dar ema indigena.
And I do remember clearly around that early primary school years, just looking up to people like Lionel Rose, Yvonne Goolagong, and I was lucky enough to have an Aboriginal footy player come to my school, Maurice Rioli. He shared his story as a footy player, but also shared his Aboriginal heritage, and he grabbed me in the staff room and said, "You know, Kyle, it's not a disadvantage to be Aboriginal. It's an advantage, and you know, you've got to use it."
Le fuanserne husi di sportiza indigenu seluk ne bema ki impacto bot ba Kyle ne moris, ho di ajuda loke ne potensial. Kyle decide at participa ia di sporto halai niang ba Australia lorong ida, atu usa ropa verdi na osamiang lorong ida. Nune, ikus mai, Kyle representa dunia Australia ia jogo Commonwealth ia titinang rihung ida atu sia sianulu ia Auckland, Nova Zelandia.
I was lucky enough to be on that team with Kathy Freeman, and we're both teenagers, so 16-year-old Kathy and 18-year-old Kyle. And yeah, I think that really was the first time you're aware of your identity, and you're aware that, you know, I'm an Australian and I'm wearing green and gold, but geez, I'm actually I'm Indigenous Australian as well, and that you've got an opportunity to wear that green and gold.
But Lydia Williams. Ni viagem desportiva ni representa ni nação no cultura retan apoio husi ni colega Sira. Sira fu apoio curiosa quando ba ni mores nu dar feto primeira nação no foca ba mantém grupo harmonize ida ni be hakuak diferença.
For me, it's really important to represent my country along with my culture. I think at the end of the day, when we wear the crest, it has, you know, the Australian flag and symbols on it, but more importantly, it's a team that's really rich in culture. In our change room, we have the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flag. So it's a team that inspires a lot of inclusion and pride there. So it's been really wonderful to represent both.
Para Kyle van der Kiep, impacto sus niños sucesos y pista atletismo niang continúa hodiak, ha fue ni remata ni viaje competitivo.
You know, you come back to try and have a normal life without being an athlete every day, every week, yeah, going out to remote communities and visiting the most remotest communities, people, aunties, grandmas, elders, kids, like, hey, we've seen you on the TV and you inspired us, like sort of a moment where you realise, geez, it's sport's a powerful thing.
Usi Estrela Football International by Emma Sirenebe Makalmudansa. Lydia no Kyle reconhece Tebes, katak impacto nebe maxira fo duan Tebes, pa ema sira usi serni viazing desportiva niang.
I've met, I'd say, a good half a dozen, maybe to a dozen families and individuals that have called their kids Kyle. And one in particular, I ran into a family in Alice Springs, and the dad came up and introduced himself, and he had his young son beside him, and he said, "Hey, son, you know how I told you your name means champion? This is the guy. This is who you're named after. This is Kyle." And Kyle meet Kyle, and then